I want to go back just to read the Gemara. We spoke about this Gemara in some detail a couple of weeks ago. And the Gemara deals with the situations where you either forget Masha Baruch Hu or the Geshem, or maybe you say it when you shouldn't, but right now we'll talk about omitting it. If you forget to say the same Kalmat or Bracha, and if you forget to say Atachan Antan and Hapala. So the Gemara in the previous section had quoted Rav Tamchin, quoting Rav Asi, but now the Gemara wants to go and analyze that particular statement. So Gufa, Amar Rav Tamchin, Amar Rav Asi, Ta'av lo hiskir gevuros geshama v'tiyas ha-mesim, machzir en oso. If someone forgets to say, Mashu Haruach, Amar HaGeshem, so we make them go back. Now, what does this mean? So what it means for us in practical halacha is that if you forgot to say Masha Baruch Hu Amar HaGeshem, and then you finish Mechaye HaMesim, you finish the bracha, you have to go back to the beginning of the Amida. You go back to the beginning of the first bracha, not to the beginning of the second bracha, because the first three brachas, in one sense, are considered one unit. But once you botched a piece of the unit, you have to restart the unit. So, and the same thing is true, by the way, the Gemara doesn't, we spoke about this earlier in the Masechta. What happens if you forget to say HaMelech HaKadosh during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva? So you have to go back. So what do you have to go back to the end? You have to go back to the beginning of the Amida. You don't say, if I remember that I forgot to say HaMelech HaKadosh in the middle of HaShivenu, then I go back to the third bracha. No, you go back to the beginning of the Amida. So that's what happens if you forget to say She'ela, if you were not Mazkir in Tchias HaMes. So Masir Nasa, She'ela Bebirkas HaShanet. If you forget to say the same Talmud on the bracha in the bracha Barech HaLeil, so then you don't have to go back. Why? Because Bnei She'yachol LaOmra is Shomei Atzila. You can insert it in Shomei Atzila. And what this means, actually, is not only should you insert it in Shomei Atzila, but you're not allowed to go back. In other words, let's say I finish the bracha on Mevarech Hashan. So to go back would affect, number one, might constitute a hefsek, since I completed the bracha properly already, number one. And so it's an unwarranted interruption, because I don't have to go back. And number two, you could even argue that it might constitute a bracha lebatala. It's not necessary right now to go back. Then to make another bracha would be inappropriate. But the reason I don't have to go back is because I can say, in Shomei Atzila, in the middle, I can say the same talmud on the bracha. Finally, v'havdala b'choni hadas ein machzir noso im neshiyach ala omra ala kosh. This we've spoken about before. If you forget to say on Motzei Shabbos, if you forget to say in the bracha of Atachonon, you forget to say Havdala, Atachonon Tanu. So the Braisa says that you don't have to repeat, which means you're not allowed to. In other words, if once you said Baruch Atah Hashem, Chonein Hada'as, you're not allowed to go back and repeat the bracha. You have to just forget it. What you will do at this point is you're going to make Havdala anyway, ala kos, on the cup, and therefore you will fulfill the obligation only with Havdala, when you make it, you know, on the cup of wine. There is an interesting dispute here amongst the Rishonim. What do you do if you forgot to say Atachon Antanu, and then you know you finish the bracha, so normally you don't go back. But let's say you know you don't have any wine, but you don't have anything on which you can make Havdalah. You can make Havdalah on not only on wine, you can make Havdalah on what's known as Chamar Medina. I don't know. It took me a very long time to think about what the term Chamar Medina is. What do we normally think the term, those who come in, what is Chamar Medina that we say you can make Havdalah on other drinks?
Wine of the country.
So, I never thought, Chamar Medina, I thought meant the beverage of the country, which it is, but it means literally, when I was taught this, no one taught me Chamar. I mean, I know what Chamar is now. Chamar Medina means the wine of the country. You have to think about that in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't drink beers. Wine was their alcohol, was their fermented beverage. But in Bavel, wine was much harder to get. It was much more expensive. And beer, probably date beer, was their standard fermented beverage. So You can make Havdalah not only on wine, but on Chamer Medina, on the wine of the country, which might be some other beverage. But let's say you know you don't have any wine, and you don't have any Chamer Medina. You don't have anything on which you can make Havdalah. So if you do not anticipate having access to something on which you can make Havdalah at all, even the next day, then I think everybody would agree that you have to repeat. You go back to Aseh Chonin. So wherever you are, you go back to Aseh Chonin and you repeat it and you say Havdalah there. Because you're not going to, the only reason you don't have to go back is because you're going to say it on the coast, on the cup of wine, let's say. And if you're not going to say it on the coast, then you do actually have to go back. Okay. So those are.
Could you do a tefillas nedava?
What's that?
Could you do a tefillas nedava?
You could do a tefillas nedava theoretically. The only thing is we generally, a tefillas nedava, for those not familiar, is a voluntary tefillah. You volunteer a tefillah that you don't have to actually daven. You daven already 3 times for the day, but you want to daven again because it's your way of connecting with God. So that is true in theory, Larry, but we generally discourage, especially today, tefillas nedava. We have enough trouble concentrating on the tefillas chova, on the obligatory tefillas, to add another tefillah is quite an undertaking. So, but yes, in theory, you could do a tefillas nedava. So, the Gemara now, after citing this, if this was a statement in the name of the Amora of Asa, but now the Gemara has a brisa that seems to say, that says something different. Mesavei, 4 lines from the bottom in the Gemara, Achon Tesla and Aleph, Ta'av lo hizkir geburos kishamim b'tzeyas ha-mesin, mahzir enosa. So far, so good. That's what we saw before. Then, she'ela b'birchas ha-shanim, she forgot to say, the same Talamat al-Vracha in the Vracha Barech Aleinu, the Machzir Nosa, we also make him go back. And finally, the Havdalah B'chorin Hadamas, in Machzir Nosa, Meshiachal Omelechos. So here, the Braisa says the same thing that Rav Asi did with respect to Havdalah, with respect to Atachon Antanu, that if you forget to say Atachon Antanu, you don't go back because you can say it, you will say Havdalah Alakos. So what's different between the Braisa and Rav Asi said? The answer is the second clause, the middle clause. The first clause is identical. If you forget to say Masha Baruch Amar HaGeshem, you have to go back. The third clause is identical. You don't have to go back for Havdalah Nesoni Hadas. But whereas Rav Asi said that you don't have to go back, if you forget to say the same Talamat al Bracha, if you don't engage in She'ela, in asking for rain in the Bracha of Barech Aleinu, whereas Rav Asi said you don't have to go back because you can recite it in Shomer Tefillah, so the Braisa says that you do have to go back. So that's the contradiction the Gemara has to grapple with. So on the second line from the bottom, the Gemara begins with one attempted answer. Lokasha, Habi Yachid, Habi Tzibur. It depends. If you're davening in your office alone, you're davening in your basement alone, you're davening in your dining room alone, so then you have to go back because you didn't daven properly. But if you're in shul, where you're going to hear the chazan recite the chazar sashat, he's going to recite the tefillah out loud, so then you can fulfill your obligation with the chazan tefillah. That is why we have a shaliach tefillah. That's why he, in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, says we have a shaliach tefillah, we have a chazan, because he is there to help those who don't know how to daven themselves fulfill their obligation. So the Gemara assumes that when the Gemara first said that Rav Asi was talking about the tzibur and the Braisa was talking about the yach. So the Gemara immediately challenges that, says, wait, the tzibur might time out, la mishim b'shama mishnei tzibur. Presumably the reason why Rav Asi said, if that's what Rav Asi meant, that when you're davening in shul and there's a minyan, if Rav Asi meant that you don't have to go back because you'll hear the Shmei HaTzibur, then Haim Nei Shiyach HaLa'omer B'Shmei HaTzibur, then Nei Shishomei HaMishlei HaTzibur Mibayilai. It's a very nice idea. It makes a lot of sense, except that then the wording of the Braisa makes no sense. Because in the wording of Rav Asi, it makes no sense. Rav Asi shouldn't have said that if you forgot to say Havdalah, that you go back, if you got to say She'elam Birchas Hashanim, you go back, you don't have to go back because you can say in Shema Tfila. He said, Sarah said, you don't have to go back because you'll hear from the Shaliach Tzibur. So therefore, the Gemara is going to reject this suggestion. So while it is true, the Gemara does reject this interpretation. It rejects this interpretation in terms of explaining the contradiction or resolving the contradiction between Rav Asi and the Braisa. Nonetheless, the point remains actually salient. A very important point or a very important question, which is supposing I mess something up in my Amida. I mess up the kind of thing that ordinarily I would have to go back and repeat the Amida. But what happens if I'm davening a shul? So for example, comes Tuesday. This Tuesday. What is this Tuesday? This Tuesday will be Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So in Rosh Chodesh, and the Gemara is going to say this on the next Amud. In Rosh Chodesh, if you forget to say, on Rosh Chodesh, Yala V'yafa, either in Shachris or in Mincha, you have to go back and repeat the Amida. You have to, if you forgot Yala V'yafa, you finished the Amida completely, and now you remember, oi, I forgot Yala V'yafa, and we know that never happened to any of us, Chas V'shalom, but, so then, you have to go back. So the question is, what happens if you're davening in shul? So, there is a passage in the Halachos Gedolos. It's cited in Tosfos on the next Amud. If you turn over the page for a second, the Gemara there, it's the second Tosfos on the page, but it's way down. It's like, it's Tav Elohiskir Shavav Kodesh Bavoda, Chozal Avoda. So the Gemara says, we'll read it in a little bit, that if you forget to say Yala V'yavo, you have to go back to the Avodah. I mean, you have to go back to Ritzeh. So I said Ritzeh, I forgot to say Yala V'yavo. I'm in the middle of Sim Shalom, and I remember, oops, forgot Yala V'yavo. So you go back to Ritzeh. So Tosfos here, I want to read this Tosfos. Tosfos says, Uva halachos gedolos, heirush, dafka b'yachet. It's only true if you daven yomo. Avol b'tzibur, eino chozer. You don't have to repeat the Amida, and arguably, you shouldn't repeat the Amida, because you can just listen to the Chazaras Hashas. But, there is a qualifier. Mihu, Sarach Ledatek Mipi HaChazan Kol Ostra Oshel Tfila. You have to pay attention to every single letter, every single word the Chazan says, because it's your Tfila. You're being Yotzei by listening to him, recite the tefillah on behalf of the tzibur. Now, so that's what Tosfos says. That's the one qualification. You can't get distracted. I think we would probably even tell you, you certainly do not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. I don't remember. Probably you do answer Amen. In general, those who do recite Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, you do not do so when you actually have to fulfill your obligation with a brach. So Tosfos says that the Baha'i says, the Halachos Gedolos says that you could rely upon the Shleach Tzibur. And now he adds in what the difficulty was. Even though you know how to daven yourself, and there is a debate in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, at the end of the Masechta, the last sugya in Rosh Hashanah, can a Shleach Tzibur be motzi somebody who knows how to daven him or herself, or can the Shleach Tzibur only be motzi, fulfill the obligation for those who are not bekim, those who don't know how to daven? But maybe if you do know how to daven, you have to daven yourself. So Tosfos says, Afal pi shebaki, you can still, even though you know how to daven, you can still be yotze with the Shliach Tzibur's davening. Zeha aminim b'rosh Hashanah, kishem shemotzi ashen habaki, kach motzi habaki. Rabban Gamliel had a debate with the Chachamim over this issue, but we hold, like Rabban Gamliel, that a Shliach Tzibur can be motzi both those who don't know how to daven and even those who do know how to daven. Now, well, there's one problem, Tosfos says. Afal gav da aminan basam lo pata Rabban Gamliel ha'am shebesados mishum da anise utride. So Rabban Gamliel said that the only time the Shliach Tzibur is motzi those who know how to daven are the people who couldn't make it to shul because they were so busy at work. The am shebesados. But if you were in shul, and you know how to daven, Rabbi Gamliel says, wouldn't say that the Shliach Tzibur came out to you, go daven yourself. Satosa says, despite that, nonetheless, Aval Ta'a Lo, Yesh Lomar, that word does not belong, that word makes no sense. Aval Be'ir Lo, in other words, those people were in the city, those people were in Shul, who were not Anusim, who could have davened. If they know how to daven, they have to daven themselves. Tosa says, nonetheless, Yesh Lomar, Heinrich Shalom, His Palo Fal. That means if I didn't daven at all, I can't, and I know how to daven, I'm not allowed to rely upon the Shleif Tzibur unless I am Anusim, unless I'm in a very difficult situation. Aval Heichash is Palo, that's only if I didn't daven at all. Aval Heichash is Palo Kvar. But, I davened, but I just made a mistake, I omitted something. Lo Chashvin on Lech, either Lo is Palo Kvar. It's not as if I didn't daven though. I did daven, but I didn't complete the daven. And for that, I can rely upon the Shliach Tzibur. And Tosef says, "V'hu adin, l'chol davar shemachzirin oso, hi hadar shema le'mishlucha de tzibura me'rosh v'yatso, no." So, as long as I daven, but I made a little mistake, if I listen to the Shliach Tzibur from beginning to end, then I can fulfill my obligation. Tosus does add, though, qualify, that for Rav Rabbeinu Meir Pasa, Daf Keshachach Mahaskir Shorosh Chodesh, Aval Shachach Rav HaShlema Machzir Naso V'ino Yotze B'Shmiyaso Yishaliach Tzibur. So you have to say every bracha. If you make a certain kind of bracha, then you can listen to the Shaliach Tzibur. Now, I meant to, but I forgot to actually check this particular passage in Shulchan Aruch. We passed in like the Baha'i. By Rosh Chodesh when it comes to Yal B'Yavah. I don't remember whether or not we would say this for other things. For example, if you forgot to say Masha Baruch Amor Nageshev, you forgot to say it, and then you just say, you know what, and you realize in Ritzeh. So do you have to daven again? Or can you just say, you know what, I'll finish my Shmoneh Esrei, right? I'll finish my Amida, and I'll rely upon the Chazan for the rest. So by Yalav Yavo, you can. However, I don't know that that's the practice by Masha Baruch, Managashim, the same part of the Bracha. I have to look into that. I apologize. I meant to check that. I checked a whole bunch of things in Shulchan Aruch, but that one slipped my mind. I know that the Shulchan Aruch quotes it in Hukos Rosh Chodesh by Yalav Yavo. I don't know if it applies to some of the other things. Tosfos certainly suggests that it does apply to the other things, because Tosfos says that we just read, who are din l'chol davar shemachzir naso? Anything. So it presumably should apply to Masha Baruch Mar Nageshem, it should apply to St. Talmud Bracha, it should apply to Amelach HaKadosh, it should apply to everything. That's what I would think.
Rabbi, if you don't have Havdalah paraphernalia, and you forget to say Atachon Antanu, there's no Chazarat HaShatz at night, so you have to recite the whole thing, correct?
That would be correct.
Okay.
Well, if you know you forgot it and you're still in the Amida, you go back to Atachonet. If you finished it, we're going to talk about it in a minute when we get to, in a couple of minutes, we get to the next Amud, the Gemara at the top, we'll talk about by Rosh Chodesh, Yalav Yavo, and the same thing will apply to the same Talmud of Bracha, when it's too late to go back. Okay.
Rabbi, people do this?
Do what?
In terms of Yalav Yavo.
I don't know. I have on rare occasion done it.
Okay.
See, the problem, of course, is that if your Shmoneh Esrei is too long, and they started already, you don't really have a choice. But if ordinarily, I think we would still say, if you're in the middle of your Amida, you can, just because you could be out of the Shliach Tzibur, I think we would tell you that you could go back and recite it. I would say primarily because you're never sure whether you're going to get it right with the Shliach Tzibur. But if you finish the Amida already and the Shliach Tzibur hasn't started yet, then yes, we're talking about that. So if you give me a very brief moment, I pull the Shtabura off my shelf. And I'll tell you what the Shulchan Aruch says. Should be in Siman Hafchav Beis. And the Shulchan Aruch says, I can turn the page. Does the Shulchan Aruch not quote this? 1 second. One moment. Still, I'm going to have to find, I thought this was quoted here. It may be that it's quoted, it may be that it's quoted earlier. He doesn't necessarily say, all right, so that's my homework for the next year in 2 weeks, to locate where this, where, 1 second, I'll find, I see it's in Kofa Salad. Yes, in Kuf Chafalit, in Sif Yod, the Mechaba writes, Misha Shachach Balo Amar Yala V'Yavu Barosh Chodesh, O B'chol O Shamoe, O B'chol Dover Shetzarech Lachzor B'Shvilo, and Mishnah Berurah says, it sounds from this, that it includes Mashiv or Echor HaGeshem, Yechavei Dato V'Yishma Meshat, Kol Yudches Brachos V'Rosh V'Yato. You should pay attention to the Shliach Tzibur from beginning to end, to Adam Shemispala Le'atmo, like a person davening oneself, Velo Yastik, Velo Yasiach, he can't interrupt or talk, Uposeha Gimel Psiach Lahorov, you take 3 steps back, I guess at the end, the Chavan Shekpar Hispala, Elo Shashachach, Velo Hiskir, Aval Pishubach Yisriach Tziba Motir. So the Shulchan Aruch does pass the light back, and the Mishnah Berurah says it sounds as if, so I still have to check, he tells you to look in other places, Mishnah Berurah. He says the Shulchan Aruch sounds as if it applies to everything, including Mashiv or Hageshem, but he tells you to look elsewhere, so I'm not going to look elsewhere now. So the bottom line is yes. If you forget Yalla V'Yavo, you finished your Amida, and instead of davening again, you want to just listen to the Shliach very carefully, you can do that. Okay.
The Hamel HaKadosh would not be part of this, I assume, right? Or
I don't know why not. Clean edit for next time, I'll follow his sources.
Okay.
He picks Mashiv or Hageshem, but Tosus says anything that Machzir and Oso, right? Hamel HaKadosh is one of the things that Machzir and Oso, so why not? The only difference, by the way, I could think of is that if you accept that opinion of Tosus, that if you skip the entire bracha, that you are, then you can't rely upon the Shliach Tzibur. You could argue because Hamelach HaKadosh is the Chasimah HaBracha, which is really the main part, it's as if you didn't say the Bracha.
Right.
Whereas all the others we've spoken about, Mashiv HaRuach, Saint Talamatar, Havdalah, they're all sort of inserted in the middle of the Bracha. They're a crucial and necessary theme, but they are not the essence of, they are not the Guf HaBracha, which is really the Chasimah. Okay. So I'll have to check. Okay. So the Gemara does not accept this resolution of the contradiction between Rav Asi and the Braisa about Kam B'Yachad Kam B'Tzibur, not because it's inherently wrong, simply because it doesn't fit the words of Rav Asi. So the Bahag assumes that it is inherently correct, just doesn't work here. And in fact, I think the Bahag would say that Rav Asi said you don't have to go back for V'Sein Talamot El Bracha, because you can say it in Shema Tfilah. But presumably, he might agree that if you finish the entire Shemoneh Esrei, and now your only choice is either going back, repeating the entire Shemoneh Esrei, or just listening to the Shaliach Tzibur, you could choose to listen to the Shaliach Tzibur. It wouldn't be a problem. But the bottom line is the Gemara needs a different answer. So the Gemara says, on the bottom line, Ela Edi V'Edi V'Yach. And now, both of these are cases where you're davening yourself. So you can't rely upon the Shliach Tzibur if you left out the same Talamot Rokata. Melokash. Had the Itkar Todem Shomeh Tfilah. Had the Itkar Basar Shomeh Tfilah. It depends when you remember. If you forget the same Talamot Rokata and you remember before saying Shomeh Tfilah, there's no need to go back to just saying Shomeh Tfilah. If, however, you have already passed Shomei Atzila, then there's a need to go back. The question, of course, becomes, and we spoke about this last time, I'm not going to read the whole process inside, but the question is, where do you go back to? So many Rishonim say, and I think we mentioned this 2 weeks ago, based upon an explicit Yerushalmi, that if you forget to say the same Talamat al-Avracha in Birkas Hashanah, and then you forget to say it in Shomei Atzila, you go back to Shomei Atzila. You don't have to go back to Birkas Hashanah. That's what the Balei Atosos here quote from the Yerushalmi. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes that. The Rush quotes this as well, but then he quotes a few Rishonim, I think the Ravid and someone else, who disagree and say that if you miss the same Talamat al-Avracha in Shomei Atzila, then, you know, it's like shooting ladders. You got to go back to Barech Halenu Sashana. So you got to go back to Birkas Hashanah. You know, so Shomei Atzila was your chance to save yourself. You miss it there, you have to go back. And that's, in fact, how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. The Shulchan Aruch paskens that if you remember before Shomei, if you remember to say it in Shomei Atzila, that's fine. If you don't remember, you go back to Birkas Hashanah. You don't have to go back to Atachonim, which is the beginning of the middle part of Shmona Esrei, because each of the middle 12 or 13 brachas are a bracha b'fnei atzmo. One of the things we'll see eventually in the fifth paragraph of brachos is that if a shliach tzibur gets stuck in the middle of davening, again, this is less likely to happen today too, but today it's more likely that to be someone who kind of collapsed. Shliach tzibur collapsed in the middle of the chazar sashah. And after the AMTs come, you know, Marshall's not here right now, but Marshall shows up, and they help the person and they take the Shliach Tzibur out of the shul. So now everybody's looking at each other. Okay, what now? So this is not as common an occurrence as an error, Larry, being found in the Sefer Torah, where you really need to know what to do on the spot. But this is, you know, okay, what do we do now? So the answer is someone else gets up to the Shliach Tzibur. Well, where does that person resume? So the answer depends where the person made the errors. They made the error in the middle of an error. They fell apart in the middle of one of the middle brachos. So you go back to the beginning of that bracha. They fell apart in the beginning, first and last three brachos. You go back to the beginning of that unit. The first three brachos are a unit. The last three brachos are a unit. But the middle 12 or 13 brachos, once you add the Pirkas Aminim in, so those are considered each separate ones. So the way we
put it.
What's that?
We had it on Rosh Hashanah on Yom Kippur 1 year. My father-in-law collapsed during Shacharis.
Ooh. Okay. Which part?
In the Chazar Sashat.
No. I mean, which part of Chazar Sashat?
I don't remember. He probably does.
That's the crucial. So the truth is, if it's, you know, one of you think it's like, oh my goodness, the person was davening Musaf and they collapsed. Like in the last paragraph, right before Melech al Kol Haaretz, you know, the Yom HaKippurim. So the truth is, you wouldn't make him go back and do the entire middle thing. You probably make them go back and say, you know, Atav Chartanu and Atitan Lanu.
I think we just continued, but I don't remember because I left with him.
I got it. That's a good thing. And I think you would just say the primary parts. You'd probably leave out all the piyutim. The question is, in Yom Kippur, would you have to do the avoda, that part, or the core of the avoda? But certainly, you could skip all the other pieces and all the stuff in between. We wouldn't make the tzibur repeat that, because that's, you know, that's an embellishment, but that's not the primary part of the brach.
Yeah, we have
highlighted Yom Kippur, but it's not the primary part of the brach. Okay. So anyway, so bottom line is, Shomea, if you leave out a saying Talmud or bracha, you have a grace period. You get it in Shomea Tzila. You don't have to go out of your way at all in Ramida. You miss it in Shomei Atzila, and you've already said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomei Atzila, go back to Birkas Hashem. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. Because, ha de itar, kodem Shomei Atzila, ha de itar, also Shomei Atzila. We mentioned also...
Rabbi, can't you also, if it's Shacharit and the Chazan is repeating, don't you have that as an option with some of these omitted pieces?
What do you mean the chazan is repeated?
You have a chazar at the shops.
Yeah, but we require chazar at the shops. It has to be completed. Because that was the talk. Even if everybody in the shul has davened on their own. Right. You're still going to require there to be a Hazar Sashat, so.
But if I'm davening, I'm davening, you know, with the minion, and I'm davening, and I forget the Yalav Yavo.
Yes. So then you can rely upon the Shleach Tzibur.
That's what I meant. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so then the other thing we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, Tosfos, a couple of other points in Tosfos that are very much halacha l'maisa. Number one, the Yerushalmi suggests that if you said, forgot to say Mashiach Baruch Amarta Geshem, you can say it in Shomei Atzila. The Rishonim point out here that based upon the version of the Brisa that we have, the version of Rav Asi that we have at the beginning. Turn back for a moment to the Chavtas Amin Aleph. Gufa Amar Rav Tanchum Rav Asi. Tav Elohis Ki Gurus Kisham Rav Kriyas HaMesim Asir Naso. She'ela Bebrichas HaShanam Eim Asir Naso. Meshiachol Amor Shomei Atzila. The Rush initially quotes a version of Rav Asi where you don't have that first line. Rav Asi only spoke about two things. She'ela Bebirkas HaShanim, you don't have to go back because you can say it in Shomei Atzila. And Havdol and Chonei Das, you don't have to go back because you can recite it Al HaKos. If you have such a girsa, it's possible that according to the Bavli could agree with Yerushalmi, that if you forgot to say Mashiach Baruch Amarta Geshem, you can say it in Shomei Atzila. But when you have our version of Rav Asi, the Rush points this out, our version of Rav Asi is, if you didn't say Gvuras Kisham, if you didn't say Mashiach Baruch, gotta go back. Didn't say the same Talmud Atar, you don't have to go back because you can say Shomei Atzila. That makes it quite clear that you can't recite Mashiach Baruch, Marta Geshem, and Shomei Atzila. And we explained that 2 weeks ago. A number of the Rishonim, Tosfos offered Tosfos and Rashi explain, because Shomei Atzila you can only recite Bakashos in, things that you're asking for. That's why you don't recite Atachonim there, because Atachonim is not a Bakasha. It's a Sheva. I mean, I guess there's a little Bakasha. It's fundamentally, it's not a Bakasha. And therefore, you can't recite in Shomei Atzila, and that's the way we posture. So, if you didn't say Mashiach Baruch Amarta Geshem, I still have to come up with an answer for Larry's question, whether or not you can rely upon the Shleach Tzibur, but you cannot rely upon deciding Shomei Atzila. In addition, not failing to mention Pal is never fatal. If you said V'sein Matal L'Bracha Pnei Adama during the winter, not a problem. If you don't say Mashiach Baruch Amar HaPal, it's not a problem during the summer months. However, the Yerushalmi does say the following, this is accepted l'halacha. If you say Mashiach Baruch Amar HaGeshem, you get the Ruach, you don't need Ruach HaSadit, if you say Morid HaGeshem, during the summer months, you have to go back. If you said why, because it's a klala, because you really don't want the rain. Even though you don't have to say Tal, but if you said Geshem, it's a problem. During the winter months, during the rainy season, you're supposed to say Mashiach Marta Geshem. If, however, you said Mashiach Marta Tal, you don't have to go back. But Tosu says that's only true in Mashiach Haruach. Because Mashiach Haruach is not really a request. It's just a praise of God. So if you remember to praise God already for the Tal, that's sufficient. In Birkas Hashanah, if during the winter months you said B'sein Tal Levracha Al Pnei Hadama, I know nobody would say that because that's not an expression we ever use. You either say B'sein Bracha or you say B'sein Tal Levracha Al Bracha. But supposing someone in the winter months say B'sein Tal Levracha Al Pnei Hadama, because that is the primary Bakasha, that's the primary She'ela, so Tosu says you'd have to go back. The ability to rely upon Mashiach Baruch Marta Tal is limited to Mashiach Baruch Marta Tal. It does not apply to the same Talamat L'Bracha. But again, the truth is, I'm fairly confident in the following statement. There are only two formulations any of us ever use in Birkas Hashanah. We either say the same Bracha or we say the same Talamat L'Bracha. I am pretty sure not one of us has ever said the same Tal L'Bracha Pnei Adam. That is, or for that matter, the same Matal L'Bracha Pnei Adam. It just doesn't happen. Okay. Fine. So that's the end of our discussion, the Mashiach Marta Geshem and the same Talmud Bracha. And as we concluded last week, with the Teshuvah of the Rush, even if you live in a country where the rainy season doesn't coincide with Bavel or Eretz Yisrael, the common practice The accepted practice is to follow Chutz La'aretz, to follow the practice of Bavel, and begin asking for Gishamim, the same Talmud of our 60 days after the autumnal equinox. Our practice is as calculated by the Julian calendar, but the only leniency we do have that the Ramah presents is that if you are living in a place where they really do need rain at a particular time of year, standardly, that's your season, then if you said the same Talmud of Racha, following the position of the Rosh, you don't have to go back at all. Okay. Fine. Any questions so far? Okay. So then I take it as my cue to go on. On the top of Chavtes, I'm going to face the top line, the last two words. Amar Rabbi Tansom, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yishov, and Levi. Ta'av lo hiskir shor Rosh Chodesh ba'avoda, chozer la'avoda. So if you forget to mention Yala v'yava, in Ritzei, so you have to go back to Ritzei. Now, just a note, did speak about this already, or we didn't speak about it yet. I thought we encountered it already. When do you have to repeat Yala v'yava if you forget it in Shmoneh Esrei, and when do you not? So on Rosh Chodesh, you only have to repeat it Shachar Samincha, because Ein Mekadshin Es HaChodesh B'Laila. I believe the Gemara was already. They would never be Mekadosh, they couldn't be Mekadosh HaChodesh at night, and therefore, the Yala v'yava is not Ma'akev. It doesn't prevent you fulfilling your obligation, you don't have to go back. If you forget it during Shachar Samincha, then you do. Now, as an aside, what about Birkas HaMazon? What if you forget Yala v'yava? So the halacha is on Rosh Chodesh, because there is no obligation to eat a suda, you do not have to go back. Now, what about Chol HaMoed? So Chol HaMoed, the halacha is, that when it comes to suda, you also don't have to go back if you forget Yala v'yava, because there's no obligation to eat a suda, have lechem, on the Chol HaMoed. However, if you forget Yala v'yava in the Amida of Chol HaMoed, whether it's Shachris, Mincha, or Mariv, you have to repeat. Because Mariv and Chol HaMoed is not, you don't have the leniency of Ein based in the Kashrus HaChodesh B'Laila. What necessitates reciting Yala v'yava and making you go back is the fact that it is treated as a day without Kedusha, namely Chol HaMoed, which is, it's as much Chol HaMoed at night as it is during the day. And the davening is effectively obligatory for us. Therefore, you have to repeat, because you left that Yala v'yava. But on Rosh Chodesh, where it would never really be declared Rosh Chodesh at night, so there we say, since they're not mekadshin as a chodesh balayla, for the Amar of Amida, you do not have to go back. Just following the pattern through, on Yom Tov, if you, bench and forget Yala v'yava, so in the two meals of Yom Tov, you have to go back and repeat Birchas HaMazon, because eating two sudos on Yom Tov is obligatory. On Shabbos, if you forget to say Ritzei in Birchas HaMazon, so Friday night and Shabbos lunch, the first two meals, you have to go back and repeat the Birchas HaMazon, because those two meals having bread is strictly obligatory. Suda Shlishis, because there are leniencies, because some Rishonim say, the Gemara suggests, you could mimashlim b'mine targima. You didn't eat bread, so you had some cookies. Maybe you had fruit, or you had some fish, or some cheese, or something like that. And that was your suda shlishis, even though ideally you should have lacha mishnah, because you can be yotzei without bread. Therefore, if you forget ritzei in suda shlishis, you do not have to repeat the birchas hamazon.
Let's say you forget yala v'yavo. I know it's not as common on yontif in Shmoneh Esrei.
So if you didn't say Yala v'yava, but you finished Mekadosh Yisrael v'Azmanim, and you said Vatiten Lanu, I believe you don't have to repeat.
Okay.
Because the reason why on Rosh Chodesh you have to repeat is because if you didn't say Yala v'yava, you didn't mention Rosh Chodesh at all.
Right.
Whereas on Yom Tov, missing Yala v'yava in the middle of the Amida, but you said the other parts, you were Maskeh Yom Tov, so you didn't do the middle properly, but that's usually not Ma'akeh, you are having to fulfill your obligation of God. Okay. So the Gemara now continues. Nizkar b'hoda. supposing you remember in the middle of Modim that you forgot to say Alav Yavo, so Chozer Lavoda, you go back to the beginning of Ritzvah. Nizkar B'Sim Shalom, let's say you remember in the middle of Sim Shalom that you forgot to say Alav Yavo, Chozer Lavoda, you go back to Ritzvah. V'im Siyim, but if you finished your entire davening, Chozer L'Rosh, it's, you know, go back to go or something like that, and you don't collect 200. So you got to daven all over. Now the question is, what does it mean to finish your amid? So now the Gemara is going to present a couple of opinions. Amara Papa Bered Rabacha Bar Adam. Hada Amaram Siyim Chozer L'Rosh. Rabacha, the son of Rabacha Bar Adam, says that when Rabbi Shuban Levi said that if you finished your amida, you have to go back, Lo Amaran Elish Akarazba, it only applies if you uprooted your feet, you took 3 steps back. Ava Lo Akarazba, if you didn't take 3 steps back, Chozer Lavod, then you have to go back to Ritzet. Amar Lay, now I don't know who this Amar Lay is. I know who the Lay is. The Lay is the Rapapa. But I don't know who said this. In other words, Rapapa Breda Ravacha Barada made a statement qualifying the statement of Shimon Levi, but it's not clear who he's talking to. So somebody, whoever he was talking to, said to him, Minalachaha, how do you know that? That once you finish your Amidah, if you hadn't taken your 3 steps back, how do you know that you can go still, that you're considered still in the middle of your davening and you just go back to Ritzay? So Amar Lei, he just said, Me Abba Mari Shmili, the Abba Mari Merab. I heard it from my father who heard it from Rab. Okay. Note, by the way, that this Rav Papa, the Rei, the Rav Acha Bar Ada, is not the regular Rav Papa. The regular Rav Papa is very late Amora. He's a fifth generation Amora. This person heard it from his father, heard it from Rab, which means he's no later than third generation, which makes it possible that he's talking to Rabbi Tan. In other words, chronologically speaking, he very well, this Rav Papa could be buddies or time buddies, chronological buddies with Rav Tanhum. It's just that in this presentation, he doesn't appear to be talking to Rav Tanhum. Normally when an Amora comes along and uses this expression, Lo Amoran Ella, I want to say, I could be wrong, I think I wrote a paper on this in graduate school many eons ago for Dr. Elman Zichrono Livracha, and I think I wrote on the use of Lo Amoran. I don't remember if I did it all of Shas, no, I think I did it just in the Bavas. There was a whole bunch in the Bavas, but it's a very common qualification. But typically, Lo Amoran is San Amora coming later, not talking to the original authors of the statement, and just saying, oh, but this statement has to be qualified. It only applies. We only said this halacha in this case, but not in that case. So he could be talking age-wise, I think, probably Tamakum, but it's not clear to me whether or not he really was. But anyway, bottom line is, he heard it from his father, who heard it from Ralph. So now we understand. So the rule now that we've kind of drilled down is finishing Shmoneh Esrei means taking 3 steps back. But now the Gemara is going to qualify that further with 2 different versions. Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Hada Amaran Akar Radla Chozer L'Rosh. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says that when Rav Papa Braid the Rav Acha Bar Ada said that if you moved your feet, you have to go back to the beginning, Lo Amaran Ela She'ina Ragi Lomar Tacharunum Achar Tilasa. That's only if you don't normally say stuff after your davening. Now, we do say stuff after our davening. What do we say after our davening? Elokai Nitzar L'Shoni Meirah, which we learned a while ago at the end of the second parak with somebody's tefillah, one Amora's tefillah, and some particular day he used to do, but we do it every day. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says that when Rav Papa Bride Rav Acha Bar Ada says that if you were Oker Rav David, you have to go back, that's only if you don't normally say Tachanun. But apparently, it seems that some people would take 3 steps back and then say Tachanun. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, if you fall in that category, then you haven't finished your Amidah until you finish your Tachanunim, which you personally recite after the Amidah. That's one version of Rav Nachman, where he's very lenient. However, Ika da Amri, there's a different version of Arnach Bar Yitzchak. Amar Arnach Bar Yitzchak, Hada Amaran Kilo Akaragla Kozel Avoda. When do we say that if you finished your Amidah, but you didn't take 3 steps back, that you are able to go back? So that's only if, in this version, if you normally say tachanun. So that means when I finish my amida, I don't really finish because I always say l'chaim tzor. Avalim eino rogi lomar tachanun achas tilasa chosin al rosh. If you normally don't say tachanunim after your amida, you go back to the beginning, even though you didn't take 3 steps back. And this, in fact, is the way the Rif paskins, and I assume it's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Lachum, stringently, that it's not enough that you didn't take 3 steps back. You also have to be a kind of person who says tachanun afterwards. It happens to be that we routinely say tachanunim afterwards. We say elokai and tzar l'shoni meira. And this will be true. I think Rabbeinu Yonah points this out. You are considered not finished your amida for the purposes of having, being able to go back to, let's say, Ritzeh, and not start all over, even though you said, yularatzum imrefi. In other words, this is a case where we actually eat our cake and have it too. Meaning, we advise people, the first thing you should do, the end of your amida is yularatzum. We learned in the first paragraph that Hashem Sosai Tiptach is the beginning of Tfila, and Yularatzon Imrefi V'Yagidu L'Fanecha is the end of Tfila. But we advise people to say Yularatzon immediately after you finish your Tfila, I mean, particularly if the Shnei Tzibur Sar Chazas Hashat, because you want to be able to answer Kedusha, and you want to be able to answer Amen. This comes up, by the way, especially on Yom Rai. If you do a very long, you have a very long davening, and the rabbi and the Shlech Tzibur are faster, so you will be in the middle of Vidui, which can go on for a really long time. So we tell people, immediately before you even start the Vidui, say Yulur Atzam Imrefi, now say the Vidui. So if you want to interrupt to answer for Kedusha, to answer Amen, you're able to do so. Despite the fact that we might say Yulur Atzam immediately, the practice typically is also to repeat it at the end. So we kind of like have it both ways. For the purposes of being able to go back and not have to restart everything, but just to go back to the point you made the error, we say that Yularatzon doesn't mean your amida is over as long as you normally say stuff out. But for the purposes of being able to answer Dvarim Shebekusha, which you can do when you're in the middle of your amida, so there we say Yularatzon enables you to actually respond. Okay. So now, the Gemara goes to the line in Mishnah. Amrav leza omer ha'asa tzilaso keva, ein tzilaso tachanun. So we said, I've said a number of times, I think Pshat and Rabbi Eliezer, is that he was opposed to a fixed matzeh tzila, but that is not how any of the interpretations of the Gemara are going to understand it. There are 3 explanations of Rabbi Eliezer's statement of what it means to make tzilaso keva. So, my keva, Amrav Yaakov ha'idi, Amrav Yoshaya, if you regard your davening as a burden, it's not whether you focus and have a lot of kavanah. It's simply, what is your attitude when you daven? It's like, oh, I just got to get this out of the way. Or, no, you understand its importance, you don't feel it as a burden, sometimes it's hard, but you do it anyway. But this is not a function of how much kavanah you have. It's really an attitude that you bring to tefillah. The Rabbanan Amri, they say differently than Rabbi Yoshaya. They say, you don't recite it in a manner that would be considered tachanunim. I think we would say that you don't really have tavana. You don't think about what you're saying. It's just what we would call mitzasana shimulumadat, by rote. And then, Rabbi Yosef, amitavaya, tosheen yachal chadish bazavar. That's a really high bar to clear. They say that, if you cannot add something new into your tefillah that's not part of the standard nusach, that's called tefillaso keva. In a certain way, that's what closest to what I said pshat, what I'm arguing pshat. In other words, that's saying that if all you can do is recite the fixed mafeya tefillah, that's called keva. You have to be mechadish badavar. You have to have something new, something different, which is the product of, I would say, spontaneous prayer, of needing something from God, not just reciting the formulation. Okay, then the Amar of Zera on that last point. Amar of Zera said, I could be mechadesh in my amida, but I don't because I'm afraid I'm going to get distracted. I'm trying to get lost. I'm not going to be able to complete my amida. All right, so anyway, that was just a comment on the on Rabban Rav Yosef's definition. And finally, there is a fourth definition. I forgot this one. Abaye bar Abin, bar Chanina bar Abin, the Amit Havayim, kosher ein mispalo im dimdumecha. Someone who makes tefillah so teva is someone who doesn't daven at the right time. It's not important enough for them to daven at the ideal time. And what do they say the ideal time is? Im dimdumecha. You're supposed to daven shachris right after sunrise, and you're supposed to daven mincha right before sunset. Im dimdumecha means the whispers of the sun. Now, so Rashi explains the reason is because that's the ideal time, and if you don't make the effort to daven at the ideal time, so then it shows that you don't really value tzitzit. Abaye had an objection to this. Not Abaye. In Eretz Yisrael, they didn't like this. Layit ala b'marava. I'm sorry, I skipped one line. Why is it, how do you know there's an idea of being the spalo im dimdume chama? The Amar Chibaraba, Abrav Yochanan, mitzvah l'spalo im dimdume chama. The mitzvah to daven at the time. The Amar of Izeira Mikra, Rav Zeira says, what's the pasuk? Yiru'ucha im shemesh for the pnei yareach dor dorim. So God, they should show their fear with you with the sun and before the moon for generations. So the understanding is that Yiru'ucha im shemesh b'shachre, right as the sun rises, and the pnei yareach dor dorim is right before evening when the moon theoretically might rise. But then the Gemara says, Layit alei b'marava, aman b'mitzale im dimdumecham. They didn't like the idea of tadavini right before shkia. Why? My taima dilma mitarfa leishav, shaita. Maybe you're going to kind of get distracted, and then you're going to miss tefillah. And if you're waiting in the first place to daven for dimdumecham, so you're kind of playing with fire. That happens to be our practice commonly, not in yeshivas for the most part. In yeshivas, they daven probably in the mid-afternoon. But in most shuls, because it is a function of communion, the practice is very common to daven mincha right before shkia and then follow it up, maybe with bar halacha, and then daven mar. So in theory, that is the ideal time, even though it might not be the ideal, it might sometimes lead to people messing up. Tosis points out in the name of Rabbeinu Hananel that according to, there were four opinions here. They talk about the first two opinions. The first opinion was, if you see it as a burden. The second opinion is, if it's not the Lashon Tachanun, it's not like you're actually thinking about what you're saying. So in a very funny way, the quote Rabbeinu Hananel says that if you can say, according to the second opinion, if you can actually make your tefillah Tachanunim, it doesn't matter if you see tefillah as a burden. It's still okay. That's not called Osef Tefillah Sokeva. It's kind of an odd thing to say, I think, if only because if someone is capable of having kavan in their tefillah, I would be bet that they don't generally regard it as so much of a burden. That would have been my guess. But anyway, but bottom line is, we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer in the sense that, to the extent that he's arguing, we don't agree with him. To the extent that he's just highlighting the fact that either you're supposed to have kavana or you're not supposed to see tefillah as a burden, so those are both ideal kinds of things to have as part of one's tefillah. Okay. Any questions? All right. So I'm going to stop the recording now.